Welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Oh Crap Potty Training Podcast. I am your host, Jamie Glowacki, and I am the author of Oh Crap Potty Training and Oh Crap, I Have a Toddler. So before I jump in with today's topic, I'd like to make a little announcement of sorts that I made on my other podcast, Oh Crap Parenting. When I first started doing a podcast, I personally love long-form podcasts. I live in the woods and I have to drive quite a bit. And so I like not deciding on another podcast. So I love podcasts that go like 2 hours plus. I also really feel super high integrity about providing you guys with the most value possible. So very often I have felt like if I concentrate on one topic, it will be just too short. And I personally don't like that. But what I'm realizing is that it makes it very convoluted to search if you're searching for a particular problem. And you guys are busy moms in the trenches of potty training, or busy dads in the trenches of potty training, and you don't have time for my nonsense. That it's not valuable for you to stuff a lot into one episode. So from here on out, I'm going to tackle one issue at a time, which may mean some of these podcasts may be 3 minutes long, and they may be 30 minutes long, or even longer if need be. So I just wanted to let you know that, because I'm always trying to streamline things for you guys. For my kid's almost 18. So I got it easy, and sometimes I forget how much you guys are drowning, and I just want it to be as easy as possible for you to find the answers to your questions quickly without, waiting through episodes. Okay, so let's start with pee withholding, because I have addressed this in several other podcasts, but again, mixed in with other topics. So let's go through the ins and outs of pee withholding, and I am going to link I'm going to mention other episodes. I'm going to mention YouTube videos. I have addressed a lot of these things in other forms and in other places. And so I'm going to link those in the show notes for you to make it easier for you to find them. But I don't want this to be like an hour-long thing. All right. So when we're talking about pee withholding, there are levels. There is like a level one, not too much of a problem. There's like a middle ground where it may be a problem, maybe becoming a problem. And then there's pretty severe, and that needs some help. So let's go through all these levels. I have notes because this is one of those scenarios that really needs almost like a flow chart, because if this is happening, you have to do X, Y, and Z. If it's not happening, you do, LMNOP. So bear with me. I'm going to try to speak slow. I know I have a habit of speaking too fast. It's the East Coast in me. And we'll start with level one. So level one is you're not too much to worry about. Hang in there. When we talk about withholding, one of the biggest broad stroke markers is the child is in distress. Their behavior is escalating, whether it's crying or, tantruming or lethargic, they seem to be in some sort of distress. So what very often happens is I'll hear from somebody, particularly on Instagram, which it's wild to me because some people treat Instagram like I'm on there all the time and it's a hotline. I'm not on there all the time. So I'll hear from somebody though who says, we're 3 hours in and my daughter hasn't peed. She's withholding. Do I continue? So no, 3 hours, being able to hold your pee for 3 hours is not withholding necessarily. Now it could be, but mostly, especially if you're on the first day, mostly it's not. Remember, we don't know how your child filled their diaper. Okay. So maybe your child actually can not pee for a very long time and then boom, they fill their diaper. Maybe their diaper was filled with little squirts throughout the day. We don't know that. That's information we're gathering on the first few days of potty training. So in this scenario, you want to look for, is the child in distress, right? Are they just playing happily? Nothing happens. They just don't have to pee. Okay, that's great. You don't have to do anything. The next thing you want to look for is, okay, your child holds their pee for 3 hours, which is great. And then they sit when you prompt them, or they may indicate, very rarely will they indicate in the first couple of days, but you say, hey, let's try to go pee. They sit willingly, they pee. The next scenario could potentially be, same thing, they've held it for 3 hours. You prompt them, they sit, they're willing, nothing happens. They stand up, they pee on the floor, or they pee like a minute later on the floor as an accident. In that scenario, that is what we generally refer to as fear of the release. There's something going on. The child is a willing participant. They are not withholding. They are not showing any signs of distress. They're just having a hard time releasing on the potty. So in that scenario, we want to use those release tricks, right? So that could be horse lips or raspberries. It could be blowing, sing the happy birthday song, you know, pretend to blow out a candle. It could be a small tickle, make them laugh, knock-knock jokes. Laughing can release those sphincter muscles. And in a more, you know, it's not really an extreme, but some parents don't really like this. You can pour warm water over their genitals as they're sitting on the potty. Some kids love this, some kids hate this. So proceed with caution. And then don't forget, keep the potty. You don't have to keep the potty in the bathroom in the first few days of potty training, but you could put it in the bathroom and run the bath water, because that's really strong water. And that is almost a really quick way to get your child to release their pee. Another fix for that scenario is the red Solo cup. If you Google on YouTube, oh crap, potty training, red Solo cup trick, I have a great video. It was posted, I think, 7 years ago. So Pascal is helping me with it. And it's he's quite young and it's fun. This might be also the scenario where, like, hey, you don't have to pee right now. Okay, great. Why don't we try to pee, you know, 1 minute or, you know, 2.5 minutes. Bear in mind, when you use a timer like that, and you're asking your child to make a choice, right? So this is to get their buy-in. This more works with a child who is sort of refusing to go to the potty, and you're not sure if they're refusing because they're a toddler or if they're refusing because they don't actually have to go. And again, that's information we're gathering, but that would be a really good scenario to use the timer. And again, you offer 2 times, and bear in mind that children will usually choose the half. So if I say, do you want to try in 7 minutes or do you want to try in 2.5 minutes? They are going to choose the 2.5 because it sounds more fun and interesting. And so make that the time you want them to try. And then you set it up on your phone. A toddler doesn't like to touch your phone. And then you have their buy-in. And so when the timer goes off, you know, you're like, okay, it was 2.5 minutes. It's time to sit and try. So those are some things for that. This is not worrisome. A lot of people freak out that it's withholding, but withholding is marked by really long periods of time and a high level of distress. This is more like a release stickiness. It's just a little new, maybe performance anxiety. Maybe your child just hasn't gotten the hang of it, but it's just sticky. It's not a bad thing. Okay, let's look at the middle section. Okay, so the middle scenarios, this looks more like, say, they're holding their pee until they get a nap or night diaper, which is very, very common. This could be outright refusal. And this can be cause for alarm depending on how the child is acting. As I said, the biggest marker is signs of distress. So if your child is just playing happily, not peeing from morning to nap, not peeing from nap to bedtime, but waiting for that diaper, assuming you've separated them out, right? Are they in distress? Does it look like they have to go and they're ignoring it, or they're having accidents, or they are escalating in behavior? So if that's kind of going on, if they're not playing happily and they're not listening to their cues, or you know, you see them dancing on their tiptoes and they go, no, I don't have to pee. And you're like, yeah, you do, clearly. That's something we want to look at. And one of the things we want to look at is, how is their poop? Have they had a poop? And this is really funky, guys, because this behavior shows up within the first week of potty training. So it can be really hard to tease out what's happening. But you want to say, like, oh, okay, we're on day 2. I'm getting this like outright refusal, but wait a minute. she hasn't pooped in 2 days. So that might be a pooping issue. And the child knows that if they sit on the potty, the poop might slip out and they don't want to poop on the potty. So now that turns into poop withholding, of which I've done many, many episodes on this podcast. So please go back and check those out. So that's number one to check on. Number two, I've done a YouTube video, outright refusal. Again, you can just put it into the YouTube search engine and it will come up as outright refusal, how to handle that. This can also look like daycare. They might be going to daycare and holding it all day long or holding for the diaper at daycare. And so this can be worrisome because parents get very concerned about UTIs. As long as your child is peeing in their nap and nighttime diaper, that typically will not give them a UTI. Unless your child from birth has been prone to UTIs, that's not an extraordinary time to hold it, because that's probably about 4 or 5 hours in the morning and 4 or 5 hours in the afternoon. So it's really not, it's not cause for concern. And generally speaking, if your child is not showing any signs of distress, I would give this a little time to shake out before freaking out. So remember, if they're in distress, that's a little bit of a cause for alarm. And then if there's no distress, I would let it shake out. Again, this is going to be in the first like week of potty training. And a lot of times as the child gets acclimated to the process of potty training, what you're asking them to do, they then will release. Now, if there's cause for alarm and they're holding it and you feel like they're a little distressed, the very first thing you have to do is look at nap and night training. Okay. We don't do just nap training. They're both together, and you want to start thinking about taking away that diaper, even if you don't feel like you're ready to do that, because a large majority of kids, once we take away the diaper, they will start going on the potty. So imagine this from their point of view. We have decided to potty train, which is good and right, right? I think parents often have to lead this milestone, but your child is used to a diaper. So if we continue to give them a diaper at two definitive times, nap and nighttime, they kind of don't get the value of what potty training's for. They're like, oh, okay, well, I'll just wait till then and use my diaper, right? It's kind of like if you are struggling, right? If you're struggling with picky eating and your child knows you're going to give them the dessert or the thing they want, they can hold out all day because they'll be like, I'll just wait for the brownie. Yeah, they know it's coming. And so it's the same thing with the diaper. If they know it's coming, it's not that they're like consciously, I'm going to wait for that diaper. It's that it makes sense to them. Like, oh, I only get a diaper twice a day. My body just will hold it, right? The good news is they are very capable of holding it. So now it's really just about release, right? You don't have to teach this child to consolidate and hold. You just need to teach them how to release. But you don't know what you have if you keep that night and nap diaper on. And this parallels poop withholding as well. When you take that diaper off, very often the kid goes, oh, okay, I get it. I got to pee in the potty. And they will. But some kids then truly withhold. And now you know you've got a withholder, which then brings us now to the next scenario, which is the more overt withholding. You know you've got it. Oh, let me go back one more second to the middle ground when I was talking about daycare. So a lot of parents, again, will freak out that the child's holding it all day till daycare. They're kind of frantic when you go to pick them up. What I would say is not to worry about it if the child is showing no distress. I would check in with the teacher and be like, what does this look like throughout the day? And the teacher will tell you. If the child is in distress, you will most likely hear about it because it gets pretty dramatic and most teachers aren't equipped with the ratio of kids to teachers to deal with that. So that is the thing you're looking for though, because I have kids who are happy as clams. You go to pick them up, they'll pee in the potty with you, or they'll be very frantic to get home. But there's not much you can do about that because we can't make a child pee at daycare. We do have our daycare course that can help with the myriad of things that go on with daycares. But it's not anything to worry about, I think, if your child isn't having accidents and isn't in distress. So yeah, you can see this gets like, it's like a flow chart. You're like, if this happens, this, it's very confusing. So I hope I'm going slow enough for you and this is making sense. All right. And now again, let's go circle right back to the really hard thing. So Withholding is marked by extreme periods of time. So typically, this child is withholding through diapers, or you've decided to give up all diapers and they're not peeing at all. So at the high end, I think I've worked with a child who, I think it was 39 hours, who didn't pee. And so, of course, this is very, very worrisome. But I would say if your child can go, you know, once they get to about 8 hours, you know, we're looking at definite withholding. And then if they're going, if they're not peeing in their diaper at nighttime, we're definitely looking at withholding. So say you've started, your child has a little bit of, maybe not even distress, but maybe you're just not seeing them go to the bathroom. They are not peeing at all. Maybe again, this is the scenario with severe withholding. Your child may not be in distress. There may not be any indication. They may just not be peeing. And you're like, oh my God. A lot of parents will ask me that their child will stop drinking and that they've made the connection. The way the 2 and 3 year old brain works, I really don't think that's possible. I think probably they're just not thirsty because they're holding in a lot of fluid. And then again, no distress or distress, but they've gone 8 hours without peeing. They can't seem to release. And then you put the nighttime diaper on, or maybe you get frantic and you say, you know what? I'll put a diaper on so this kid feels better about it, and they'll get them peeing. Don't do that in any scenario. Okay. Really, really, really reach out for help if you're freaking out, because this only gets worse. It will not get better. I know it's tempting to go in and just get that one pee out, but then you're going to set up a really, really bad habit that's hard to get out of. 8 hours plus, they go through the nighttime and they haven't peed in their diaper. This is cause for concern. So I would definitely reach out almost immediately to any one of the OCRAP consultants or myself and get help. If you can't book with somebody right away, I would most definitely re-diaper your child, forget about potty training until you meet with one of the consultants or myself, because I don't want your child in distress. I don't want you in distress, and we want to get them just peeing regularly. So that's the kind of scenario. I know it's really tricky because a lot of the consultants are booked for a week or two. Like, you can't get in till, you know, even maybe next month. And so I do want to let you know, in those cases, please re-diaper, ditch potty training altogether, and just get your child like comfortable again peeing in a diaper. In some extreme cases, the child will actually not pee at all once you put the diaper back on. In that case, I would put that, you know, when you notify a consultant or myself, put that in like the headline, because I think people can sometimes carve out just a wee bit of time for an emergency like that. That is an emergency situation. Okay. Let's see. Did I forget anything? I think that's it. Pee withholding, when we get to that severe part, a lot of parents don't reach out for help and they reset and they put a diaper on. That is your choice. But I would say definitely try to get help for the next go around, because this is likely to happen again. I see it happen again all the time. Maybe it doesn't for some people that I've never heard from, but I do see that this will happen the next time you start potty training. So you need some support. Here's why you need some support. I'm not just trying to sell you a service here. I have a 100% effective protocol to help with pee withholding that solves it anywhere from a day to 6 days, okay? It is 100% effective when you are working one-on-one with a consultant. I had put this out for free. I had put it on Instagram. I put it in emails, in my newsletter. I gave it away for free. And the problem was it had 100% fail rate. I don't know why, but parents cannot do this by themselves. And I am not willing to put something out there that is 100% fail rate. And I don't say this with judgment, but for some reason, parents can't do it by themselves. They mess it up. Then they're mad at me. They're mad at their kid. They don't know what to do. So this is absolutely 100% effective when you work with a consultant, and 100% not effective when you don't. And even one of our OCRAP consultants, Jen, had noticed. She was trolling around the internet and found like, oh no. She wasn't trolling around the internet. She got a client who had heard of this protocol, and it's, I guess, on Reddit, and it's completely bastardized and everybody's failing it. So I don't want you guys to fail at this. I want your kid to be successful. I want you to know that this can be fixed in 1 to 6 days. It can be that quick, but you gotta work work one-on-one. Okay. Thank you guys for listening. As always, I appreciate you listening, and I am going to link all those episodes that I noted in this episode. I'm going to link all those other ones. The great thing that I love about podcasts is we can talk with a lot of nuance. I can fully explain myself, even concepts in the book that I know people are struggling with. So this is why I'm linking you up. I'd rather send you to another podcast or another YouTube video that I fully flesh out that idea instead of trying to ram it all into this podcast. All right. I hope you guys have a beautiful day. And as always, rock on.